Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Man qadara ala an yankiha falam yankih falaysa minna." Whosoever has the means, the ability to get married, but does not get married, he is not from us. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he clearly instructed in various hadith traditions that marriage is his way. This is a part of the prophetic way. People ask the question about the right time to get married, so let us consider the different scenarios about marriage and when it becomes obligatory, when it's necessary, and when it, to the extent, when is it haram for someone to proceed in terms of marriage. First and foremost, if a person is certain that he will fall into fornication, then the Sharia stipulates that it is compulsory, fard upon him to get married. And if he does not take that step, he is sinful for not taking the step and getting married. If a man is affected by his desires to the extent that he is inclined to sin, then it is wajib for him to get married. He has the means, but he's inclined to sin, that danger is there, and to save himself from the danger of the sins that he feels he may commit or he is inclined to, he should get married. It's necessary, in fact, for him to get married. It's wajib. And again, if he does not get married, he is sinful. If a person thinks that he will not be able to fulfill some of the requirements of his role as a husband, he will not be able to provide the provisions or some elements that are important or necessary as part of his role as a husband, and he still proceeds with marriage, then this is makruh. And lastly, if a person is certain that he cannot provide anything, he cannot fulfill any necessary requirement of the marriage or of his role as a husband after the marriage, and he still proceeds, then this action is haram. It's forbidden for him to do so. If he proceeds, he will obviously be sinful. Viewers of Madani Channel, we're reminded, our religion is not a religion of celibacy. Our religion is a religion of marriage. Four things have been specified as the way of the prophets: modesty, fragrance, the siwak, we call it the miswak, the toothstick, and nikah, marriage. Marriage is the way of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Those who are unable to marriage because they don't have the means, they don't have the financial means, or they're not able to, they are certain that they're not able to fulfill the necessary requirements of marriage, the Sharia has instructed those young people to fast to control their desires, because fasting is something which becomes an obstacle for the devils who whisper or try to incite desires in people. So we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we become and remain people who follow the prophetic way and remain part of his community sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen, bijahi nabiyil ameen. Keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.